This podcast is brought to you by Link, simply the best way to learn languages. After you listen to the podcast, sign up for a free account at Link, LINGQ.com, and study the full transcript using Link's revolutionary learning tools.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, Steve.
How are you today?
Doing well.
Good.
Yeah, we had some snow last night, which...
I can't believe this weather. I was driving home from dinner, and we had this big, almost like a snowstorm around 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it was around zero centigrade.
0 degrees centigrade, yeah.
Centigrade.
So 32 Fahrenheit. Correct.
Today, what is it, 10?
Yeah.
Sunny. And you look up in the mountains, it's covered in snow. It's like someone, you know... It's as if we dipped the mountains in whipping cream or something, you know?
I was coming over the bridge this morning on my way to the office, and I was amazed at how much snow there was, because yesterday there was hardly anything.
Yeah. Well, no, the snow was up there, but it covered the whole mountain.
Right,
and in fact, the snow line was very low all yesterday because it was cold and it was wet, and so that the snow was falling fairly low. There were parts of town, and of course, towards the end of the day, we had snow right down at the bottom here.
Mm-hmm.
But then today, it's sunny.
Yep.
What am I doing here? I want to be up skiing. You know, and it is pretty spectacular. We should make people feel jealous, you know.
Right.
If you're up there on a day like today when there's not a cloud in the sky, maybe a few clouds rolling in now.
Mm-hmm.
So you're skiing up there and you're looking over the ocean and you're looking over Vancouver. So you have this beautiful view and you're in the snow and it's warm. And you can come down here and go for a jog in your shorts.
Right.
All right.
Anyway, the topic of our conversation is... Not, in fact, snow.
Nope.
But it is more English proverbs.
Right.
We had a pretty good reaction last time, so we figured we would continue with this list. And
you know, and of course, we don't know where we were on the list.
Right.
But you know, before we start on the list, while I think of it, there's one that I want to do to start us off.
Yes.
Okay? It's called Leave Well Enough Alone.
Mm.
Leave Well Enough Alone. One thing I find with language learners, some people are perfectionists. And they can be perfectionists at different points in their language learning. Some of them already speak very, very well. And they want to work on making their accent like a native. And I can't understand that. I know people who speak English very well, better than most native-speaking Canadians, and who have a pronounced, you know, Swiss accent or even Chinese or some other accent. But they're easy to understand. So as long as people can understand you and you communicate well and you feel comfortable and, like, leave well enough alone, you're there, okay? And some people do this at the very beginning. They want to nail down everything in chapter two. Well, it's just not going to work. They're going to forget most things in chapter two. So first proverb is leave well enough alone. All right, your turn.
Okay. So we have one here. Don't try to walk before you can crawl. This one's actually pretty interesting. I think this one, in a traditional language environment, this would be absolutely the case, where there's a lot of obstacles that are put in front of you, and you're not allowed to approach ones that are too difficult. But I guess I think it's kind of the opposite way in the natural process of language learning, where... pretty much everything is up for grabs, whether it be, you know, a podcast or a beginner lesson or a radio program or, you know, an article in newspaper or something. Everything is available, and I think through that you develop that natural sense. Right?
Well, and of course it is true that obviously if the fewer new words in the text, the easier it's going to be for you, and so that's why we have our new words count, of course, at Link. And I mean, I like to deal with content that has fewer new words in it and progress from there. But sometimes it's not obvious what's easy. Like sometimes when you say walk before you or crawl before you walk, so then people who write these easy texts will make sure that they've only got the present tense and not the past tense. But on the other hand, they'll give you five colors. I find that I can deal with different tenses, but I can never remember colors. So you know, it's not obvious what's the crawling and what's the walking.
Right.
So, anyway, but it is true that I think insofar as vocabulary, if you can grow from content that has few new words or stay with content that has a lower percentage of new words, it's going to make it easier for you. So, to that extent, I think crawl before you walk. is a good idea.
Yes, especially when you're skiing.
you don't want to be crawling too much. Yeah. No. All right. So what else have we got? Well, here's one. You know, early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Mm-hmm. I used to hear this when I was a kid. Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Mm-hmm. Wasn't there something about early to rise and early to bed makes a man healthy but socially dead?
I haven't heard that one, but I like it.
Yeah, that was the counter. So, yeah. I mean, obviously, if we ate nothing but very healthy food, never touched a drop of alcohol, went to bed at 9, woke up, basically went to bed at sundown and woke up at sunrise, and then went outside in the cold and threw snow on our bodies, and, you know, it'd be good. Now, how all of this relates to language learning, because we have to bring it all back to language learning.
Of course.
I just think that routines are good. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you have a routine, whether it's a routine of going to bed late and waking up late or whatever, mm-hmm. but, you know, if you can develop a habit of always devoting an hour a day, 2 hours a day, however many hours a day that you have, and do it regularly and develop certain habits, it's amazing how we get used to habits. Mm-hmm. I mean, all these people who go to these health clubs,
yeah,
if they fall out of the habit, if they don't go to the health club for a week or two, then they stop going. Mm-hmm. But once they're in the routine of going daily and they feel good and they remember how good they feel, then they keep going back, right? Mm-hmm. So I think the trick there is to develop good habits.
Yeah. Interesting. So moving on, I see another one here. It says, don't count your chickens before they're hatched.
Mm-hmm.
This one's actually quite interesting because, as we all know, you know, chickens before they're born, I guess chicks before they're born, they're still growing, they're still alive, but they're developing. And so in the same way, you may not be able to see the progress that you're making in a language, but if you put in the time, if you spend the time, then those will eventually hatch, you know, proverbial hatch,
right?
And you'll see the results and the fruits of those labors.
Exactly. And I would even add to that, that as long as you stay with the program, that, you know, those eggs will hatch. You know, even in your darker moments, like, I always feel, like, honestly, if I'm sitting there reading in, whatever, Korean, Spanish, Russian, I always know that I'm doing myself good. Mm. Or if I'm listening, I know that there's nothing particularly happening, but I know that I'm just loading my brain with experience, I'm renewing you know, connections between neurons. I'm grooving them. I know I'm doing that. So I'm happy. I know it's getting there. I don't have to, because I know that some days I won't understand something, or I will understand, or I'll communicate well, or I won't. But I know that all that exposure with the language is just grooving it. So I count. I do count my chickens before I hatch. Okay. Now here is one. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Mm-hmm. Geez, that's pretty grim, actually. We're not about to die tomorrow. But I think the message there is to take advantage of the day. There's another one there, carpe diem, right? Mm-hmm. Which is the Latin version of that.
Yeah, this one which we discussed last time.
Oh, did we do carpe diem?
Yes, we
did. Then we'll move on then. Okay. Every cloud has a silver lining, all right? Every cloud has a silver lining. Mm-hmm. That is often true. And so, again, referring back to this experience that everyone has in language learning that, you know, I was with some people and I couldn't express myself. I felt like an idiot, or I didn't understand what they were saying. You know, if you were in that situation where you were with some native speakers and you had trouble, but you were trying to understand what they were saying and you were trying to express yourself, so you were in a cloud, but the silver lining is that was probably doing you a lot of good.
Yeah.
That was probably helping you improve. And when you tried to say something and you couldn't find the words, that made you think about the fact that, hey, you know, I'm missing those words. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know how to do that construction.
Yeah.
So then I find I do this. When I go back then to my reading or my listening, I'm looking for those words. I'm looking for that construction, trying to remind myself so that eventually, you know, the next time I'm in that situation, or maybe not the next time, but the next time
right.
I'll be able to perform.
Yeah.
So every cloud has a silver lining.